Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Gaza broke its fast with hunger and thirst and prayed tahajjud drenched in the blood of its children. Translated. On the 9th of the 18th of Ramadan, Gaza returned to its first day of bombardment, only worse and more brutal. Today, Gaza is being bombed while its fasting people endure hunger and thirst, both at night and during the day of Ramadan. Gaza is being bombed today, and its people have nothing left to shield them from the sun's rays, let alone the torrents of airstrikes and artillery fire. Gaza is being bombed today, and the wounded have nothing left to dress their wounds. The martyrs have nothing left to shroud them, nothing to gather their flesh and bones with. Gaza is being bombed while the siege has preceded the bombing, as it always was attached. Today, Gaza is being bombed and the families of the martyrs have no place to hold their azar, mourning gatherings. Nearly 400 martyrs in a single night, most of them women and children, their pure bodies piling up drenched in their blood. This is an aggression that the chief of the Jewish criminals himself described as harsher and more brutal than before, carried out with the green light from Trump, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. The same Trump who bombs Yemen's children and women. This makes the war a crusader Jewish war of tyranny against the Islamic Ummah and its people during the blessed month of Ramadan, on the day following the anniversary of the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Furqan criterion. Mediators, both Arab and foreign, have done nothing for Gaza. The sun today has made it even clearer than yesterday that they were nothing more than mediators for the enemy, working to secure the release of Jewish captives, valuing them more than the people of Gaza. The Arab summits and so-called Organization of Islamic Cooperation Conferences, OIC, have done nothing for the people of Gaza either. These summits place proposals for Gaza's reconstruction and the disarmament of its fighters into the hands of their master, Trump, yet they did not draft a single word to stop the bloodshed of Gaza's people, to defend them or to repel their enemy. Promises of aid have done nothing for the people of Gaza. The piles of food at the borders remain useless, waiting for Jewish permission to enter, to feed the starving or to quench the thirst of those whose throats have dried and bodies have withered from dehydration. O Ummah of Islam and its soldiers, today, Gaza breaks its fast with hunger and prays tahajjud through the night while drenched in the blood of its children. The Jews are not to be blamed for this, for their hatred is evident in their words, their planes and their shelling. They seek either to displace the people of Gaza or to exterminate them, favoring killing over displacement. Trump is not to be blamed for giving the green light, nor is America, the source of every evil that befalls the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The malice of its leaders towards this religion and its followers has spread across the world. Likewise, the rulers of the Muslim world are not to be blamed for their betrayal, for they have made their stance clear, going beyond betraying the Ummah to openly opposing it. None of these are to be expected to do good, for how can good be hoped from those who oppose Allah, His Messenger and the believers? O Ummah of Islam and its soldiers, the blame falls upon you, and the burden of sin rests heavily on your shoulders. You will be questioned before Allah. If you do not come to Gaza's aid, then who will? If you do not declare jihad and march forth, then who will restrain our enemy? If the armies do not rise from the ruins of the thrones, then who will avenge our blood? O Ummah of Islam and its soldiers, by Allah, He does not accept from you fasting, praying and standing in night worshipping while remaining idle, while Gaza bleeds, drowning in the blood of his children. Allah does not accept that you leave your brothers and sisters at the hands of your worst enemy who slaughters children, women and elderly while you remain in your homes and mosques and do not mobilize like the mobilization of Badr, Hattin and Angel Lut once were. No, by Allah, He does not accept from you anything less than a unified march, uprooting the criminal entity entirely, relieving the earth of its evils and restoring joy to the land of your Prophet's Masra sallallahu alaihi wasallam after its sorrow. More than that, you must discipline Trump and every great criminal alongside him.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ma lakum ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter except a very little? Surah Tawbah, verse 83. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.